We'll open State Administration Senate for April 12th, 2017. Would Barbara please read the roll?
Senator Kerry?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Whitford?
Here.
Senator Swandle?
Present.
Senator Malik?
Here.
Senator Vance?
Here.
Senator Osmundson?
Excused.
Chair Brown?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We have one joint resolution, and with that, I will open the hearing on Senate Joint Resolution 30. Welcome, Senator Thomas.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. My name is Fred Thomas. I represent Senate District 44 from the Bitterroot Valley. After your consideration, Senate Joint Resolution 30. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I handed out you that list. This is all the list of all the interim resolutions, study resolutions that are, they may not all be alive, but it's a list of all of them, and I'll tell you why in regards to this legislation. So in thinking this through, we've talked in leadership groups about this, and that's that we have all these study resolutions on the list that I handed out, and we do the priority ranking of them later on, you know, after we've gone home. We all know this process. And sometimes it seems like we get some of the numbskull things get voted in, and some of the key things that we ought to be looking at in the interim don't get looked at. And so what we talked about was, and Representative Eli is a sponsor, a co-sponsor of this from the House, but what we thought is that, look, at let's do both things, literally, and this is important because some will think, well, you know, we're just going to do this, and that's not the answer. The thought here is that we rank 5, 6, 10 very important items here. Things that when you think of this and you look at this list and you say, what's the number one thing we ought to be doing in here? Okay, I want to amend that into this resolution 30. What's the number two thing I want to do here? What's the number three thing I want to do here? Rank the top few things in this resolution. So it's something that we're telling Legislative Council, those things are priorities to us. We want, and so that's why I seeded this resolution with a few things for consideration. And down there in the beginning, it starts out with the Department of Transportation, you know, study the contracts using versus using outside services, that sort of thing. We know we need to, we spend too much money in developing projects. Next one, EQC, study habitat access enhancement. That could be something that could be in here. Thirdly, the Legislative Council does need to develop a procedure handbook, pulling things out of statute and putting it into it. That needs to be done. I don't know if we have a study resolution on there, but that needs to be done in here as well. Fourth thing, the broadband pay plan, you know, where there's been the audit that was on that, and that ought to be in here as something we want the Finance Committee to heavily look at, that whole arena there. So you can take those, you can put them in, take them out, leave them in, or take them out, whatever you think here. But my recommendation is you look at this as two facets. One is that use this resolution from the legislature to legislative councils. We want these top things looked at and considered for sure. You assign to whatever committee they go to, of course. This kind of does it in here, but you can word it however you'd like. And then look at this list, the big one I just gave you, and say, what are the other things, if you leave those four things in here, what are the other things that we really ought to look at? Let's prioritize two or three more and put them in here and send it through that way. The House can get their fingerprints on it over there, doing the same thing. But it would be, the whole goal here is very simple, and that is to do some priority basis versus just voting on this, because we know that, you know, groups of people will get together after we leave and they'll vote, well, vote for number nine, you know, and then you study something that doesn't need studied. So that's the purpose of this, and I recommend you consider it heavily. Madam Chairman, I would like to go. I'm supposed to be somewhere else as well, and if you would allow me to close.
No, we actually have a couple questions. If you could wait a couple minutes, please.
Okay.
Are there questions from committee members? I have a couple of them, and since I see no proponents, opponents, or informational witnesses, we'll go right into questions. Would this be similar, Senator Thomas, to something that we do in audit every time? We have the list, and we go through and we number each one, and the cream rises, and that's what they do audits on. Is that what you're trying to get at in this resolution?
Yes, in a nutshell, yes. And so some might say, well, we really do that with this other system where we vote on them. And we will still do that after we leave. But this purpose here is to say, what are the top things we want to make sure are studied by finance, studied by revenue, studied by the EQC, studied by the judiciary interim committees? Just that is what I'm after here, so that those for sure make it through this process and are done. So the next session, if you just think of it, we come back into this next session, what are the things that we wanted those committees to for sure look at? And that's what I hope you'll put in here, decide and put in here.
Okay, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Mr. Majority Leader. So you're saying that these four resolutions that you have here, your study ones right here, you want those to go in, and then you want these ones prioritized, and some of them have already passed through, right? So you're just choosing five out of, you know, I don't know how many Senate joint resolutions we have there, but so out of the 10 or so, you're going to do five, and that's it.
Madam Chair, Senator Whitford, I won't say five only. I'm just kind of using that number. If you guys found seven, cool. If you find 10, that's awesome with me. And if you don't think these four that I seated in the resolution should be the top, you know, in that top group, take it out. So I seated it with some ideas of what I think ought to be done in this interim. You know, that's why I put those four in there. But that's all.
So, Mr. Majority Leader, if I could follow with Senator Whitford's question, you would expect us to prioritize these as a committee of eight rather than put this out to the whole Senate next Tuesday and say, hey, number these according to what you think should be priorities?
Yep. So if you think there are things in here that ought to for sure make it into being done, then amend them into this resolution. If you think this is all there is, fine. If you don't think it should be done, you can do that.
So so you don't expect us to do executive action on this, because certainly
no. We
have some work to do if we are looking at amending this resolution?
I'm with yes, I don't expect you to do executive action now. This isn't a take it or leave it. It's, you know, this list, you can take it home, for example, or tomorrow or whatever, okay. You know. Yeah.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Seeing none, would you care to close?
I close. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
So my direction to you would be, if we're going to look at Senate joint resolution and putting some meat into some of these interim committees, look over the list that's here and then think about, talk to your leadership, too, about some things they feel maybe should be, that aren't part of a resolution, that should be included in this resolution. And we'll talk about possible amendments next week. We're going to have to meet on Wednesday next week. I would like to meet not at 3, however. I would like to meet about 10 o'clock in the morning, but we'll talk about that next week. Is there a question?
Madam Chair, I guess I'm a bit uncomfortable with this because I know that I have hopes of getting on a committee and have begun to talk to members about things we'd like to study. I'm a bit uncomfortable so far down the process when people have been working on study resolutions and they've gotten it through committees, and then all of a sudden we're going to come along with a list that, like you said, you know, everybody didn't get to look at and think about. I think it needs more discussion throughout the session, but if you want to hold on to it and have another meeting, I guess we could, but I mean, I don't even know if it went through legislative council. I don't know where really the idea came from, or
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that either. I was kind of, several of us were kind of scratching our head at just, you know, designating topics of statewide importance. Think about it. Talk to your leadership. Talk to your friends and neighbors on the floor. And see if there are some things in here on this list of resolutions that we could look at to put in here, or that we don't want to do this at all and we want leadership to ask us to number this list and to add some others possibly. Senator Kerry.
Madam Chair, from what I heard Senator Thomas saying, and I may have misconstrued it, but he was saying use this list, but think outside of that list as to what you feel is the most important issues for the state of Montana. Put those down and then prioritize those. You know, don't disregard this, because these are all good study bills, but just what do you feel is most important? Because unless you carry a study bill, that's nobody knows.
But, and I can, Madam Chair and Senator Kerr, I'd also add that I know there are at least three others coming that pertain to the committee I'm on. So how we even get a handle on, I mean, we still have time to introduce these bills as individual legislators. That's why I think it's a bit late in this session to be talking about a major change in how we do business. But we can meet and talk.
Well, and I think we need to, I'll be talking to my leadership, including the sponsor of the bill, and I think if you would talk to minority leadership about some possibilities on numbering these like we do in audit, I think that would be a good start. Instead of just, oh yeah, I want this for number one, this for number one, this for number one, that type of thing.
Madam Chair, but we also have to think about what the interim committees are and what they can handle, right?
Sure.
So we can't have five for one committee and none for another.
And, you know, Sherry has staffed the interim SAVA, and I think that's a process we go through, too. We decide which ones are basically really important. Would you talk to that for just a minute?
Sure, Madam Chair and members of the committee, as you know, the current process is where 2 weeks after the immediately after the session, you'll get a poll listing all of the resolutions that have passed, and then it's ranked. And then that first, before it comes to the interim committee, it goes to the Legislative Council, the results of that poll. And then based on the results of that poll, staff does a recommendation to the Legislative Council about what a committee can handle. So, for example, if there were five topics that would fall under state administration, that's like a lot. So what the Legislative Council does is decides which ones to actually ask the state administration committee to do, and they use the rankings to help do that. Some committees may not have any study, and so, like our privacy study, there were, like, economic affairs and law and justice committee could have probably done those, but they had other studies, so that study came to the interim committee. And so that's, but it's still a resolution, it's still just a request, and so, yeah, so state administration committee gets to discuss what their priorities are as a committee, just based on the request and made by the Legislative Council, which is based on the requests made by the full legislature in each bill.
But isn't it true?
Really good point, though.
Excuse me, but isn't it true, Sherry, that that we actually can decide on a topic that would not be in this ranking? So we could devise topics within our interim committees that nobody thought was a big topic, but we did.
Madam Chair, that's correct.
Yeah.
Sorry, Madam Chair, just to make a point of clarity, you made a good point of saying that, you know, you're asking eight people, or the majority leader is asking eight people to make that determination, rather than having the ranking go through the 150, who are our colleagues that have been sitting through all of these committee hearings and hearing these in a number of different places and probably have an idea of what is, you know, necessary from their perspective as far as committee people. So you know, I just think that, yeah, we could probably make up our own little world and do what we want to do, but I think that's kind of not what we came down here for. We represent, you know, people from all across the state instead of just eight little regional people.
I'd like to be queen of the world. Senator Vance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm probably wrong here, but I don't view this as being different than any other study resolution. We get to sit and maybe prioritize some things that aren't on this other list. But at the end of the day, this is going to get voted on just like all the thousand study resolutions we're going to end up with. And if it ends up with no votes and no priority, it goes no place. That's the way it looks to me. Is that, does anybody think that's not the case?
No, that's kind of how it is. Yeah. But I do want to assure you that I'm expecting the governor's appointment for COPP, so we would have to have another meeting anyway next week. I mean, I'm guessing. I'm anticipating.
I mean, no, I agree. Senator Whitford and I already talked about the fact that there's at least one thing that nobody's done a study resolution on yet, and so we'll get together and put it on the list. That's fine. But it's, as Duane likes to say, it's a letter to Santa Claus, so okay.
All right.
Thank you.
That closes the state administration. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Frank wants to say something.
Madam Chair, I'd like to bring House Bill 162 off the table.
Actually, I closed the hearing, so it's not possible.
Okay.
But you could do it next week on Wednesday.
I'll do it on floor then.
Well, everybody else is. Go for it. Thank you, Sherry.